T-minus 68. Ford McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. Breakfast in Birchwood passed almost wordlessly, with Piper, the only present member of the Ford McCarthy clan, not stunned into silence by Timo's report of what Billy's team had dug up in Turkey. The implications of a second intelligent alien race visiting Earth so long ago were almost incomprehensibly vast. Dan's mind already thought that considering them as the first made more sense, since Leisha had once told him that the messengers never engaged directly with humans in the way Billy's find suggested the other aliens had, with a familiar cable-based communications interface. All kinds of larger meta-theories circled too, with Dan quietly wondering whether these taller aliens had perhaps granted the interspecies communications technology to the messengers. Or were they perhaps the messengers' own ancient ancestors, responsible for the creation of the AI elders and New Kerguelen's confounding great shelter? These ideas, to the extent Dan's brain had yet formed them into anything coherent enough to merit that description, were so earth-shaking and novel that they made his skin feel physically uncomfortable. Emma took very deliberate breaths to control her heartbeat as she fed Piper, right after removing the baby's protective mittens, now that the stove's flame was out and couldn't pose a risk even if she unknowingly engaged her telekinetic powers in its direction. Both Emma and Dan were now seeing such potential hazards everywhere, that part of their minds adapting remarkably quickly to their new reality as parents of a child like no other. So much had happened in the past few days, first with Piper's powers and the explorability of New Kerguelen becoming apparent, and now with Billy's discovery. That discovery sowed a new seed of unspoken hope for Piper, since any new information on how the messengers might have first come to possess their own uplift powers, which were non-hereditary, adding to the complexity of the situation, was better than nothing. As Emma had mentioned to Tara, currently sitting angrily in her bedroom after an argument with Emma that the brothers knew nothing about, she felt very much like their need to fix Piper was something of a race against time. Because as Piper grew, so would the danger that her remarkable telekinetic ability posed to others and herself. There was also the assumption of a telepathic aspect to worry about, too, and neither keeping Piper from discovering that, nor being able to impress upon a toddler or young child the importance of keeping it to herself, seemed like viable long-term probabilities. Whether the answer came from reviving the messenger's elders, reawakening some of their lost cultural memory by finding an illuminating truth on the external surface of New Kerguelen, or even from a missing piece of the puzzle on a pillar buried in the terrestrial ground in Turkey, Emma and Dan had one driving goal: protecting their child. In the immediate term, this meant keeping her indoors and physically safe, but the medium and even short-term need to help her become normal was weighing heavily on their minds. And while there was no single clear path towards achieving this, there were at least clear action steps for the couple to take. First of all, to protect the potentially helpful find at Dortlu Tepe, as well as the family friend who had made it, Dan had to persuade William Godfrey to exert enough pressure on the Turkish government to free Billy Kendrick and reopen access to the site as a matter of urgency. Secondly, and in a more ongoing capacity, Emma would have to dust off her PR hat to ensure that public opinion on issues surrounding New Kerguelen and the messengers, particularly elder revival and surface exploration, remained positive. As Dan had hinted when first breaking the news about New Kerguelen's apparently unnecessary shelter, they didn't need to have any idea what the eventual answers might be to know where they might find them. And trying to keep certain doors open was currently the best thing they could do. Oh, God. Dan sighed, shaking his head in deep annoyance as one of the most irritating and dangerous obstacles in their path presented itself on the other side of the living room. Look who it is.